There's a new rule in the United States for people traveling aboard planes, trains, and some automobiles. The Centers for Disease Control will require masks to be worn on public transportation, and not just in the vehicles themselves. The order applies to airports, train and subway stations, ferry terminals and ports, places where people wait to use public transportation. The CDC says the masks can be cloth, disposable, or even homemade, and passengers can only take them off for short periods of time to eat, drink, or take medicine. Many companies, like airlines, already had mask requirements in place, but up until now, it hasn't been the law. The new CDC requirement effectively makes it one, and that means that people could face criminal charges if they refuse to wear a mask. This doesn't apply to kids under 2 years old or people who have disabilities and can't wear a mask. Medical officials say the United States has recorded the most positive coronavirus tests in the world, more than 26 million of the 103 million reported globally. And a CDC official says requiring masks on transportation systems will protect Americans and provide confidence in being able to travel safely. Last year at this time, the agency did not recommend that the public wear masks. And a medical professor told CNN this was because there was only, quote, thin and questionable scientific evidence that wearing masks had any benefit. The CDC's new requirement takes effect Monday night, and it would apply to the Hyperloop concept we've told you about in the past, if that ever gets off the ground. It's not known yet if Hyperloop could be practical or affordable, but proponents of it have a lot of enthusiasm for the magnetic train with a lot of speed.